Do you ever wonder why guys do what they do? It's another edition of Why Do You Guys on Power 96.5.
Why do guys do things for you instead of showing you how to do it yourself? So I dealt with this yesterday. We had a bad storm and my electricity went out. Well, I go into my garage to go pick up Tingy from school and I realize that I can't open my garage because I have no electricity. So I call baby daddy and I'm like, hey, I can't get out of my garage. And he goes, well, fine, I'm headed over. There's a latch you pull and, you know, and then you can get out. And I'm like, well, just tell me how to do it and I'll do it. No, you're not gonna be able to do it. I'll just come over there and do it.
Which is a good point, yeah.
And he gets over there and literally all you have to do is pull a string. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Like, you? Why do you think that I couldn't do that? And he was like, well, I just didn't want to take the time to explain it to you. I just thought it would be easier to just come over and do it.
Yeah.
But that makes us like, you're not helping us out at all.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're making us, and I think what it is I think you guys want us to still be dependent on you.
Mm.
Like, still need you.
You know what I think is great about this question today?
What?
Is that a couple of weeks ago, it was, why do guys tell us what to do? And why are guys so controlling on what they do? And now it's just the opposite. So do you realize, I just want everybody to stop for a second. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. Stop and look at what's going on. And this is, I'm not just going on you. I'm this whole situation.
Yeah.
Like, 1 minute, like yesterday, you could have said the opposite. And then today, you say the exact, the reason that he didn't tell you is because you would have complained to him on the phone saying that you don't know how to do it. And then you would have yelled at him for telling you what to do. So the reason, here's your answer. The reason he didn't tell you on the phone was because he didn't want to get yelled at by you saying,
no.
Like, stop telling me what to do, even though you're asking him, even though it's not his responsibility to help you with your garage door, even though he's doing it for the kindness of his own heart, whether he was walking you through it over the phone or going to your house to help you with your garage, which both of those are very nice gestures, might I add. Of them, he's 0 for 2. Because if he tells you what to do on the phone, he's controlling.
No, not
which
when
is
I
what
ask.
Everybody always says.
No.
They're always controlling, even though they're trying to help.
If I ask how to do something, then you have my permission to tell me how. But I don't want you to just tell me how unsolicited. You know what I mean? So it's like, those are the differences. You got to pay attention to the cues I'm giving you. And I asked him to tell me how to open my garage manually.
I don't even want to play this game anymore. I don't even want to.